I'm riding alone, singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before. Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living, I'm happy, and I'm free.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. That's right. We are free.
I never get tired of that song. 100 times before. It's all right. Every Saturday.
Free to enjoy a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Pretty calm and quiet out there this morning. Had some nasty wind earlier this week, but it's all settled down. From where I'm sitting, it looks like it's going to be a blue sky day. I think the high is under 80 if you're below the rim. And oh, what a great way to spend a weekend, just enjoying the beautiful Arizona outdoors, which we have something to celebrate about it now. Good morning. You're tuned into Rosie on the House. I'm Romy. She's Jennifer. Gary's behind the glass. Rosie's in southern Arizona. We're our first guest for our newly expanded 7 o'clock hour. I say newly expanded. We're going to be 3 years coming up in February, but we have new affiliates. Calf Country and Flagstaff is joining us. Good morning. As well as KGVY and Green Valley. Sorita, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. This is our Arizona Hour. People, places, and things. Give listeners a little experience of just the great state we live in. We find things that interest us, new stories, events that are going on. If you've got something, Arizona, you would like to hear us cover or talk about, reach out to us. Let us know.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy the things that we bring to you, because we sure enjoy it. You know, Romy, have you heard of this award that Bisbee has won? It's the Frommer, one of the Frommer Awards.
I have not.
I got a press release a while back, and they've been covered quite a bit. But Frommer is, you know what that is? Those are travel guides.
I've never read one or seen one, but I know what that is.
Well, anybody who's planning any kind of trip usually goes to Barnes & Noble or whatever and looks for books, and you're going to find all kinds of Frommer guides. But the interesting thing about those guides is that's a 60-year-old tradition, those books. They started in 1957 by Arthur Frommer, who was a young corporal in the U.S. Army, and he wrote a travel guide for fellow American GIs in Europe on how to see Europe on $5 a day. So that's how it started. And then it obviously grew from there. At this point in time, there's 75 million books in print, with over they're lined up in series, different kinds of travel series. So they offer these different awards. And our little bitty town of Bisbee has won a Frommer Award this year. And you're just not going to believe the whole story. We have Miss Jennifer Luria, she's a tourism manager of Bisbee, and she's going to fill us in on how this came about, how little bitty Bisbee made into a great big award. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for getting up early. I hope you're a morning person. Today you are, right?
A cup of coffee. So we're good. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, why don't you give our listeners a little background on how this award came to be?
Yeah, well, I think this came about because in February of this year, I attended a media mission in L.A., and that's where other destination marketing organizations come together to meet with media to talk about their destinations and to kind of pitch stories and just to educate them on a potential article or just something to write about. And at that specific event, Jason Cochran, who's the editor-in-chief of Commerce, and I went around, shook hands and met people, and Jason was one of them. And he hadn't, you know, he kind of knew of Bisbee, but didn't much about him. So I just talked about Bisbee, the space that we have here, and we are. And then we didn't really follow up after that. It was probably about a month or two ago, I got a call from the Arizona Office of Tourism. And they said, hey, heads up, something great is going to be announced soon. And it's about Bisbee, and you've won something, and it's Frommer's. So I thought, oh, great, excellent. And here I thought, well, maybe it's another award just within the U.S., and when the official press release came out from Frommer's, it included us as on a worldwide list. So that has been very exciting.
You know, if you go, listeners, if you go to Frommer's.com, you can see what kind of places Bisbee won with. And there was only three in the United States, right, Jennifer?
Yeah.
And that was correct. San Antonio, New Orleans, and Bisbee.
All on I-10.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, you must have done a great job talking them up, because if you scroll through these winners, we have winners in India. We have Germany, Hamburg, Germany, Faroe Islands. We have Juneau, Alaska, the Mekong River, the Caribbean, and, you know, if you keep scrolling through, and Bisbee. So what did you tell them that enticed them to think that Bisbee should be on this grand list?
I don't know, but you know what? They use the word genuine when they talked about it, and maybe that's part of it, because here I feel like there's not a facade, it's not a show. We all live here, we work here. There's beautiful historic elements, but we've got modern businesses in it. And everyone, I suppose, is very genuine here. So I think the way I was pitching it to him, you know, we're not a destination that has spas and fancy golf courses. We've got an amazing golf course, which is the first one in Arizona. So things like that maybe stuck out, and I hope so, because that's what we truly are. You know, we're at Bohemian Spirit. We still get talked about as being a hippie town. Maybe, maybe not. You know, there were some hippies that came to hold on to the town in the 70s when the mines closed. But I think generally we're more of a bohemian spirit. There's a lot of counterculturists here and people that like to do things their own way. So I think that makes it kind of special here. And I think that's what Jason got from talking to him.
And you mentioned to me also it's a hidden gem. So that's kind of one of the criteria. They're looking for kind of hidden gems.
Yeah, and I think that since we're 45 minutes off the I-10, we're not a pass-through town. You have to decide to come to Bisbee. And I think from that, we become a little bit more hidden than other destinations, and small, but nestled in the Mule Mountains, you know, with that beautiful climate, kept us on the radar for them as well.
Well, why don't you let people who haven't been to Bisbee know what they would come to see then? If there's, you know, if it's not a spa destination, what are they coming for?
Yeah, when you drive into Bisbee, you come through this mule pass, that little tunnel, and when it spits you out, you see all these old miner shacks. So from the turn of the century, houses stacked in the hills. So right away, it's charming just before you even set foot on any of the roads. And so seeing that, it looks charming, looks like a little snow globe village, kind of without the snow. We get snow once in a while. And when you're in the old historic part of town, there's remnants of the mining equipment left, and there's museums. But everywhere there's some inspiration. So whether you like to photograph architecture or artwork, there's art murals on the walls, really cute mom and pop shops, you know, things that you don't really recognize. So I think it's refreshing when you come to Bisbee. It's not the same chain stores, you know, specialty things. We've got really good food, and sometimes that's not so synonymous with a small town. But they work with a lot of the local farmers around to get fresh produce and meats, and it's just special. Everyone here kind of has a creative vibe, I say, whether they're musicians also, or they're artists within their food industry, or they dance, or they perform and paint. So you see that all around. I think that's what makes it different from other places.
And how about places to stay?
Yeah. So we've got traditional bed and breakfast. There's hotels. They're all in historic buildings, but some have had a more of a modern redone decor inside, but they're everything from, you know, king size beds to little apartment suites, so you can have a little kitchen, you can go to the farmer's market, get fresh food, come back and cook it yourself, or go out to one of our dinners. And there's motor courts, there's a vintage trailer court, so there's quite a gamut of different places to stay in Bisbee.
And when walking Bisbee, there are a lot of stairs, aren't there?
There are. We're known for, there's an event called the Stair Climb. It happens once a year, but our stairs are always open, and we call them the heritage stairs. So before, they were made out of concrete. They were just ladders that were laid across the dirt, and they'd had mules that would help people bring up their goods and their water to their houses. And then the WPA came in during the Depression, and they put in the concrete stairs. And there's sprinkled all throughout the entire historic area. So it goes from the business district on up to the residential area. So you can take a few stairs. So there might be 161 on one staircase, 80 on another, but they all kind of intertwine together. So we call it our urban hiking.
Yeah, I like that. But you can still get around town if you're not capable of climbing stairs or that's not your thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 Well, how are you going to top this one?
I don't know. And
just ride it. You got this one for 5 years. Ride it the whole way.
Yeah, maybe you don't need to, right?
Yeah. It's like, you know, for yourselves, thank you for having me on to talk about it because I think it's a pretty special mention to win. And I hope we get, you know, a good group of tourists that come from this. And I don't think they'll come in droves, but I think it'll just keep the momentum going and it gets Bisbee to be talked about. And I think that's important.
Well, you know us, we love talking about Bisbee. And for our staycation next year, our October winter will be coming to Bisbee.
November.
Oh, November. Okay. So, and by then we'll have all kinds of good things put together for our winter to really get to enjoy the Bisbee experience. There's tours, there's night tours, there's scary tours, there's history tours, no lack of tours and things to see. So, Jennifer, thank you for joining us early this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And come see us down in Bisbee.
We'll be there.
It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.